On Friday, while Kamala Harris was making her trip down to the U.S. southern border for the first time ever, no, she didn't go to Europe. She actually went to the southern border this time to say, I'm going to fix this when I'm president, which made everybody say, wait a minute, you've been in charge of the border for the last 3.5 years. Why didn't you fix it before? Why don't you fix it now? News dropped at the same time of her visit that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants have been convicted of homicide. On top of that, you have thousands more that are criminals. I mean, the numbers are absolutely absurd. Absurd. And yet, the Democrats seem to have no problem with this, and the mainstream media is refusing to cover this. Joining us now to discuss, spokesperson for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Brander-Smith. Thank you so much for being back with us today.
I'm so glad that you're talking about this, because it's so incredibly frustrating that this is not a headline on every newspaper, in every cable news station, and all of that, that we have over 425,000 convicted criminals that have over 222,000 new pending charges, all illegals, and ICE. ICE is trying to get a handle on it, but they're really getting little help from sanctuary cities, sanctuary jurisdictions, and yet Kamala Harris was just here, about 60 miles from where I sit right now, and really didn't want to talk about this.
No, why would she want to talk about this? This is completely her failure. It's on her watch. It was her job. She did nothing about it, and she's busy sitting on Air Force Two, pretending to be writing on blank sheets of paper, and then listening to her headphones, which aren't plugged into anything. So she's not dealing with this at all. Americans are talking about how big of a problem this is. She keeps saying she's going to solve it, but she's done nothing to address it. And we're looking at 62,231 people convicted of assault, 14,301 convicted of burglary, 56,533 with drug convictions, 13,099 convicted of homicide. An additional 2,521 have kidnapping convictions, and 15,811 have sexual assault convictions. Isn't this all on the Biden-Harris administration?
Well, it absolutely is. Now, DHS put out a statement after these stats came out and said the data is being misinterpreted. They didn't really deny it. They just said that we're not viewing it properly. In other words, don't believe your lying eyes. This goes right with the them telling us that crime is down, when we know through the National Crime Victimization Survey that indeed every crime that you just mentioned, Ari, is up in the United States as well. And in addition to all those crimes that you just talked about, fraud and forgery, 24,000, robbery, 10,000, and this one, traffic offenses, 77,000 traffic offenses. You know, the insurance industry just came out with some new numbers today talking about how auto insurance is going up, especially for people like me who live near the border. And DHS says, well, we're removing people, but removals are way down from the highs of the Trump administration. And even ICE recognizes that there are so many jurisdictions that take these illegals into custody for all of these offenses we just talked about, and they refuse to cooperate with ICE. So they're just releasing people into the United States, and we hear about it every single day, whether it's a young woman getting raped and murdered, a police officer getting killed by an illegal alien drunk driver, and we could go on and on and on.
We're talking with Sergeant Betsy Brander-Smith, who is a spokesperson for the National Police Association. Okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second, even though they do not deserve it. So they say they were not viewing these numbers correctly. Okay, let's say there's been 10 million illegal immigrants let into the country under the Biden-Harris administration. So 400,000 roughly committing crimes. Okay, or 425,000, that's 4.25%. So I guess in the scheme of things, not all of them are criminals, but when you're talking about this number of homicides, this number of sexual assaults, none of them had to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, we understand that being a criminal is a choice, whether you're an illegal alien or not. You know, most Americans do not commit crime. The problem that we see with this illegal alien crime is the same problem that we see with crimes committed by Americans. These criminals continue to repeat their offenses and repeat their offenses. We have enough problem. Remember, all our police departments, you know, most big city police departments and most most rural police departments are still terribly shorthanded. We have over 75 George Soros installed prosecutors around this country. We are having a hard enough time getting dealing with our own American criminals. We don't need to continue to import criminals who are bringing their criminal ways here and then continuing to prey not just on Americans. Everybody needs to understand that very often it's other illegal law-abiding, other than being illegal immigrants, law-abiding immigrants that come here and are being victimized. Look at the criminal gangs like Tren de Aragua. What are they doing? They are victimizing women and children, including their own fellow immigrants. Why don't we want to do something about it, especially when the solution is so simple?
In the last few minutes, we have a Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Police Officers Association. So I saw this case, and this one I'm sure infuriated you as much as me. It was about a week ago. It's gotten almost no coverage in the media. Officer David Lee, who was killed last week after responding to a one-vehicle crash on eastbound Interstate 70 near Grand Boulevard, according to St. Louis Police Chief, he was killed by an illegal immigrant who was allegedly drunk at the time it was going on, and the police officer is black, and yet I don't hear BLM anywhere talking about this. I don't hear the Democrats anywhere talking about this. I don't hear most of the media talking about this. Yet another example of somebody who didn't have to die, and this time it was a law enforcement officer.
No, you're absolutely right. David Lee was nearly a 20-year veteran of the St. Louis Police Department. He decided as a young black man to serve his community, and yet he was murdered by an illegal alien. But apparently black lives only matter in St. Louis. Their mayor hates the police, but she did make a statement. But she didn't talk about his black life, and she did not talk about the illegal alien that murdered him. And now we're seeing jurisdictions like Minneapolis, Chicago, and Los Angeles hiring illegal aliens who have work permits to be police officers. So this whole thing is coming full circle, and we're not getting a handle on it. Things need to change in November. We have to hope that they will.
I completely agree. From your mouth to God's ears, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really